This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The European Commission said on Friday that it reached a deal in principle to allow the transit of Ukrainian grain to resume through five European Union countries that had imposed restrictions. Bulgaria, Hungary, Poland, Romania, and Slovakia cited concerns that grain from Ukraine meant to be exported to other countries had ended up in their local markets, which was pushing down prices for local farmers. Russia has fired more than 20 cruise missiles and two dozen drones at Ukraine, killing at least 23 people, almost all of them, when two missiles slammed into an apartment building in the center of the country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Strikes on the nine-story residential building in central Ukraine occurred in Uman, a city far to the south of Kyiv, leading to the highest number of casualties, and included two 10-year-old children and a toddler. Another of the victims was a 75-year-old woman who lived in a neighboring building and suffered internal bleeding from the huge blast shockwave, according to emergency personnel at the scene. Ukrainian officials and analysts have alleged such strikes are part of a deliberate intimidation strategy by the Kremlin. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Sudanese residents say heavy explosions and gunfire rocked parts of Sudan's capital and its twin city, despite the extension of a fragile truce between the country's rival top generals. In a UNICEF video, Danig Ledoux, who is chief of communications in Chad, says water in this region is now scarce.
Population here has problems in accessing drinkable water. So with a huge number of refugees